Welcome to Grow Point Davao, where we exist to glorify God by making disciples in the spirit of love.
Is the last Sunday of August. It's amazing how the Burr months are approaching, right? And the Lord has been so faithful to us. Amen? He has sustained us, provided for us, and He has been with us all throughout our journey since the beginning of this year. And thank you so much for worshiping with us today. To our first-time guests, welcome to this community, and we hope and pray that when you leave this place, you will leave with a heart full of Jesus, a heart full of love. I want to share with you one of the things that I've been reflecting on in my life as a Christian. I believe you guys experience this, that as Christians in the digital age, the onslaught of produced media is a major problem because it distracts us easily and it keeps us from focusing our attention on the most important things in life. Some of us might not be able to communicate with our spouses or families because of our gadgets and the many forms of entertainment that it carries with it. But one of the most important preoccupations that we can so easily get distracted from is the presence of God. Do you agree with me? And amidst the seemingly endless array of entertainment to choose from, if you are like me, what interests you is what you attend to. And most often than not, we ask ourselves these questions. What movies should we watch or avoid? What does binge watching do to our souls? Which celebrities should we follow or not follow? And these are just many of the things that we confront ourselves with in the digital age. But in the heart of hearts, in the deepest of our hearts, no matter how much entertainment we feed our souls with, at the end of the day, it leaves us empty. And at the end of the day, it is the presence of God that will truly give us the kind of pleasure and the kind of rest that we long so deep within us. So we turn to the psalmist who prayed in Psalm 119 and verse 37. And this is the psalmist's prayer. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. In Psalm 16:11, the psalmist declared, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." If you come to think of it, in the presence of God is not temporal peace or happiness. in the presence of God, we find fullness, as in punong-puno ng kalipay. And so, when we long for His presence and choose to stay in the secret place, this is what God's Word promises to us in Psalm 91, 1-2. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He alone is our refuge, our place of safety. And genuine pleasure and rest is found in Him, in His presence. So join me today as we call upon the Lord to see His glory and seek His presence and be filled with lasting joy and rest. Can we come to God in prayer right now? And if you've been so distracted recently, can you tell Him, Lord, turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. Father, we come to You as Your people. You know our hearts more than we know it. And we, right now, open our hearts to You, telling You how much we long for Your presence. Amidst the many distractions that try to catch our attention, oh, how we long for Your presence, oh God. As the psalmist prayed, turn our eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in Your ways. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after You. You are our refuge. You are our shelter, our place of safety, and our joy. So as we gather together, may You inhabit our praises, O Lord. Speak to us. Show us Your glory. Inhabit the praises of Your people. Thank You that You are a God who's so willing to show Yourself when we desire You with all our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm inviting everyone. And we all stand, and let's just sing this song with our hearts crying out, Lord, show us Your glory, show us Your power. As we come to You, open up the heavens. Shout it out. Sing it out. Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us Your glory, Lord. Show us Your glory. Show us Your power. Show us.
today, we're gathered in your name.